It's that time in our program to check in with Mike Brennan, who is the editor of MI Tech News. As we do every week, we look at some headlines that he puts together and shares with all of you out there who are customers of MI Tech News. And that's, by the way, anybody. It's absolutely free. But this week in particular, Mike, I want to thank you for helping us to line up some of the guests that we have on here. Robert Cannon, who is with us as a supervisor from Clinton Township, and also Jeff Marston, who has been our guest from Comcast. Thank you very much for lining those things up, Mike.
Hey, no problem. I was actually listening to the previous segment, and I think Gary Baker's had an FBI file for a very long time.
I did not call them for that exact reason. I didn't want to know.
Okay. Yeah, we know, Gary. We know what your youth was like.
You actually, know, I found out that I did have a red file. I wasn't aware that I had one.
We're all here. Gary's on the boat, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that tells it right there.
Well, the good thing about Gary, he doesn't have to worry too much. He can't carry the file very far because it's still carved in a tablet.
Zing. Well,
I'm really waiting for Comcast to help me out here. I'd love to have Comcast, but I need a long cord.
Yeah, Jeff Marston, are there any solutions for people who are on boats? That's what Gary asking about.
Yeah, so you mean as far as being able to get to them?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're continually expanding our network. You know, we continue to build in the Southeast Michigan area. There are some areas that we don't serve today.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we're investing a lot, millions of dollars this year alone, in extending our network. And we'll get to you soon enough, Gary.
Well, the other thing, too, is technology is changing so fast in terms of the way we deliver the broadband signals. Mike, I'm just curious, did you have any of the other reactions, you know, as a journalist yourself for many years? You've covered the whole issue of, you know, if video surveillance is really keeping us secure or is it making us more insecure? What are your thoughts on that as a journalist?
You know, I've always been a big privacy advocate, believe it or not, and so I always get into these big arguments with folks. I mean, it's a great thing, particularly for business. But I mean, it's a double-edged sword, as one that, you know, looks at privacy issues all the time, talks about the NSA and the CIA and all those other, you know, groups mm-hmm. all the time. I mean, it's both a good thing and a bad thing, depending on your point of view. But I mean, I think it's very necessary. It's certainly helping solve crimes in Detroit, and I'm sure it'll do it in Clinton Township and wherever else it's used throughout the state of Michigan and beyond. So, you know, it's an interesting dilemma, but I think it's just an evolution of where everything needs to go. People can look at it on their smartphone, see what's going on. Yeah, so all things considered, I think it's a good thing.
Okay. So, Bob Cannon, just quickly again, with Clinton Township, the ordinance was passed in April, and people have until October to comply?
That's correct.
Okay. And in the meantime, you're giving them information on a whole bunch of different providers.
We are.
Okay.
We're doing the best we can. We know that this is going to protect those business owners, their patrons, their employees, and one other group it protects a lot, too, that we forget to talk about, and that's our public safety officers.
You know, that's true. Absolutely. Absolutely. Mike, let's talk very quickly about some of your headlines that you have at MI Tech News before we wrap up this segment of the hour. We're talking this week. Get to my notes eventually.
Well, I think we should congratulate Mike for being selected to go over to Israel and participate in their cybersecurity conference.
That's exactly.
All expenses paid, I might add.
Uh-huh.
That just came out of the blue. I was real surprised that I didn't say no. There's only two of us going from the Midwest, and so we'll try to represent the Midwest at this international conference.
I know you'll do your very best.
You'll do a great job, I'm sure.
What were some of the other headlines that we had outlined for you this week from MI Tech News, Mike?
Kobo Center getting a $2 million technology upgrade, and the main reason they're doing that is because they want to attract conferences that use virtual reality or augmented reality, getting back to video again. And so those are really big bandwidth hogs when you're using that type of technology.
Mm-hmm.
And they just want to make sure, and they just spent $2 million, last year, I believe, to already upgrade a lot of the Wi-Fi. So this is one more step. So they can have 10 gigabyte broadband network there and be able to attract these really cool technology shows.
All right. How about another headline from this past week?
Well, this one's near and dear to Gary's heart, although his kids have already graduated. The University of Michigan's launched a new financial aid program called Go Blue Guarantee, and if your family makes less than $65,000 a year, you get free tuition.
Ooh, that is certainly nice for people to hear, especially to such a prestigious school as the University of Michigan. All right, one last one, the one last headline that you got out there.
Yeah, you were also, you flagged the one where the Society of Automotive Engineers Super Mileage Student Competition.
Oh, yes.
And for the fourth year in a row, and I'm going to butcher this because my French is horrible, Université Laval in Quebec has won for the fourth year in a row. And because they use such lightweight materials, solar energy, things like that, are you ready? 4,113 miles per gallon equivalent.
Yeah, most of us would like to get mileage like that, I guess, but we wouldn't have. Yeah. We'd have to have the solar panels and the unique kind of designs on their vehicles. Well, Mike, thank you so much for those headlines and also for helping us to line up our program this week. We're going to wrap things up here in just a moment with our guests who are on our phone. But if you'd like us more information about these kind of headlines, simply go to mitechnews.com and put your email in there, and it's going to be sent to you absolutely free every week. There are two feeds, one's on Wednesday, one's on Friday. You'll also get video and audio feeds on Wednesday and the headlines on Friday. Mike, thanks so much for being with us again.
Thanks, Foster. Always a pleasure.